You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now the Tzaddik Hashem is informing us that V'chasher ya'anu oto. What does inui mean? Torture. It says when they were tortured, it says ken yirbe v'chen yifros. So what happened? They multiplied. So now here, what does that exactly mean? So we learn from here a very interesting thing. General rule that there is a special programming in creation of Ribono Shel Olam that the more Yehudi goes through pressure, then the more gates in Shamayim opens up for him. So as we see here, says the more he tortured them, they multiplied. And it's very interesting, like, you know, we have birth, that how many babies usually you hear that?
One.
Sometimes?
Twins.
You heard three? Sometimes? Very rare. How about four?
Much less.
Five?
Very little.
Six?
Unusual. Very unusual.
Never, almost. So here it's very interesting that it says, they had six at the time. Extra blessing came about because they were tortured, because they were under pressure. So now here we see that people, they do, you know, request blessing, like special tefillot, it's called segulot, and so on. So here we see the easiest remedy is that you find somebody that puts you under pressure. And actually... Actually, those that, you know, they are very soft with you, they take care of you, they're nice to you. Actually, it's considered as, you know, because you're requesting blessing. So actually, these people, they you know, just like an enemy. You know, instead of make you multiply, it's like, you know, they're not doing anything for you. But those that they go against you and, you know, put you under pressure, and make your life Gan Eden, actually, these are the ones that you have to appreciate and be thankful and search for.
That's it, every day, the Mizraim, there's a lot of...
The blessing, you know, that is going to multiply, become more and more and more. Actually, there's a therapy, it's called PCE therapy. You heard about it? So now, this special therapy is a very, very great guideline in life. As you can experiment it tonight after Arvit, so you take a pot and then put some water in it and you boil the water to the higher
temperature.
So now, as the water is boiling, you put a potato in there. So what happens to the potato?
It breaks.
Now, you take the potato out, and then put an egg in there. What's going to happen to the egg?
It becomes hard.
So now, then you take the egg out, and then you put the spoon of coffee. Instant coffee in there, what's going to happen?
Becomes
black. So now here, this therapy is called PCE therapy. That is for potato and coffee and
egg.
And that means the boiling water represents the status in life. the status that you feel pressure. You feel things are unbearable. And then you have a choice to be potato, to be egg, or
coffee.
So if you're a potato, then what's going to happen to you?
Brain.
Huh?
Brain.
Break. If you're coffee,
black.
You're going to make everything black. Everything. Oh, see what happened to me? What a mazal I have. See, happen again. And not only that, you make everything around you black. But if you're a chacham, you become
egg.
You know what that is?
You become delicious.
You know what that is? You become a beautiful, kosher, tochmemor shabbati. You know what that is? Yeah. But here, it's up to you. You know, he did this to me. He left. He doesn't care. You know what he said? Even like a potato break. Oh, and what can you again tell him, otherwise? He does whatever he wants. And that's what exactly here it is. We learn a general formula. V'chasher ye'anu oto. Chen yirbe v'chen yirbe. This is a general rule for life of a Yehudi that he should know that stress and pressure in life only for the sake of make it better and better and better. So that means when you run into this situation, it's such a
privilege.
Joy.
Privilege.
Occasion, they call it.
Surprise.
Occasion. And not only the circumstances. And you have so many occasion people around you. Yeah. That bring you such a shefa, beracha, haslacha.
Amen.
And can you boo?
Amen.
Miski, be yeshuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.